This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses on a need of ensuring vaccines to all world citizens. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held consultations with local level officials on control and prevention of coronavirus. Lawmakers stress on a need to bring change in existing lockdown model. Coronavirus infection cases in Nepal reach 2,912 with a confirmation of additional 278 cases. World Health Organization WHO expresses concern on formulation of drug in Nepal against coronavirus and coronavirus cases spreading rapidly across the world. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed on need of ensuring vaccines to all world citizens, dispatching her video message to the World Vaccine Virtual Conference organized by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. President Bhandari appreciated the contribution made by the Global Alliance and immunizations to the health sector. Highlighting Nepal's achievement made in immunization sector, President Bhandari expressed solidarity of Nepal for the common happiness of all. She also wished that the scientists and researchers involved in search of COVID-19 vaccine would get success soon. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has discussed with people's representatives of the local levels about the measures of COVID-19 prevention and control. Chairman of National Association of Rural Municipality Nepal, Homa Narayan Shrestha, said during the meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwadar yesterday, discussions were held about the problems local levels were facing as development of quarantine facilities, condition of health materials, budget of the upcoming fiscal year 2077-78 and other related issues. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli pressed the roles of the local levels played for prevention and control of coronavirus and added that results could be achieved if all three tier of governments worked in tandem. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel, Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakt Thakal and others were also present on the occasion. The death toll due to coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 11 with confirmation of one more death. Addressing the regular press brief yesterday, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Dr. Bikas Depkota, confirmed that coronavirus-related death toll reached 11 after the swab of a 22-year-old man who died yesterday came positive. Spokesperson Dr. Depkota further said the deceased had returned from India and was staying at local quarantine for 14 days. Dr. Depkota said he had developed no symptoms during his stay at the quarantine and his RDT tests were negative. However, he passed away on the very day he reached home and his PCR test showed corona positive. Likewise, with the confirmation of 278 new cases, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal reached 2,912. Spokesperson Dr. Depkota further informed that coronavirus infection has now spread to 68 districts with confirmation of virus infection in 2,717 males and 195 females in total. Yesterday, 43 people returned home after health recovery from virus infection. As of now, 333 people returned home following health recovery from virus infection. The House of Representatives has started deliberation on the appropriation bill. Yesterday, meeting dwelt on the topics related to Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ministry, Women, Children and Senior Citizen Ministry, Physical Infrastructures and Transport Ministry, Urban Development Ministry, Drinking Water Ministry, Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Ministry and Youth and Sports Ministry. In the meeting, nine lawmakers proposed chopping expenses allocated to the ministries under discussion. Meanwhile, ruling party lawmakers defended the budget, saying the appropriation is balanced and it should be led to timely implementation. Meanwhile, the opposition party lawmakers criticized the budget of failing to have judicial and balanced distribution of the budget. The lawmakers further asked to increase budget for coronavirus test, control and relief packages to the people hit hard due to pandemic. They also asked to increase budget on women empowerment, checking violence against women, mitigating domestic violence. The lawmakers also stressed on need to change the model of existing lockdown. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Associate Professor at Institute of Forestry under the Trivuan University, Dr. Lalit Kumar Das, who has claimed that he developed medicine against coronavirus, forwarded the testing process through the Social Development Ministry of Bagmati State. Dr. Das began the official and legal process for the medicine trial with the coordination of Social Development Minister of Bagmati State, Yuvraj Dulal. Minister Dulal held a discussion with experts from the state and scientists from across the country on Friday itself. Following the discussion, Minister Dulal shared the information that decision was made for the official trial of the medicine. Dr. Das claimed that he developed 9 types of medicines having both curative and preventive elements against the coronavirus. Among them, 6 medicines could be used at vaccination to prevent the disease and other 3 as curative. He further argued that studied the coronavirus and its chemical and other features and it could be rendered dysfunctional with the use of 15 types of plants. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has suggested Dr. Das to develop the medicine instead of 2. Dr. Das has so far prepared it for the use as vaccination. The World Health Organization has given 16 pages long suggestion along with some queries to researcher Das. He added that suggestion was given in email after the talk via video conference. Ministry of Health and Population has stated that the last rites of those deceased of COVID-19 could be conducted following their religious and cultural practices. Issuing a work procedure 2077 BS targeted to COVID-19, they told the ministry has said that the last rites, however, could be performed by not coming in direct touch of the dead body. The procedure has stated that the distance should be maintained and use of the safety measures was imperative while performing the rites. The government rescued a total of 168 Nepalis from United Arab Emirates yesterday. Nepali migrant workers in emergency situation and those stranded were repatriated. Director and spokesperson at Trivuvan International Airport TIA of Civil Aviation Office Deep Chandra Karna said Air Arabia's ABI 1751 landed at 6 p.m. yesterday by bringing 168 Nepalis from UAE. Likewise, a dead body was also carried in the plane. Prior to this, 26 Nepalis had come home from Myanmar on Friday morning in a plane of Myanmar's Air Force. The government is bringing in Nepalis stranded on basis of priority in coordination with the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, CCMC. Upon completion of their stay in the holding centers, they would be sent to their respective districts and kept in quarantine facilities are under self-quarantine. You're listening to Red Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The World Health Organization has updated guidance on wearing masks during COVID-19 pandemic, encouraging their use in crowded situations in places where the new coronavirus is widespread. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Gabriel said government should encourage the general public to wear masks where there is widespread transmission and physical distancing is difficult, such as on public transport, in shops or in other confined or crowded environments. The World Health Organization said the widespread use of masks or coverings by the general public still not supported by high quality or direct scientific evidence, but a growing amount of observational evidence from several countries is enough for it to change its advice. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for strategies set to allow for end to lockdowns. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for a shift in strategy against the coronavirus pandemic to focus resources on protecting high-risk population as he pushes for a total end to stay-at-home orders in states throughout the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump said the best strategy to ensure the health of people moving forward was to focus on resources on protecting high-risk populations like the elderly and those in nursing homes, while allowing younger and healthy Americans to get back to work immediately. More than 111,000 Americans have died and nearly 1.8 million have been infected in the United States with the coronavirus. Similarly, about 6.8 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed around the world as per the update of World Meter. More than 3.98 people have died, including more than 111,000 in the United States. More than 3.3 million people have recovered. Similarly, India's COVID-19 deaths passed 6,000 after it registered more than 260 deaths in the last 24 hours. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mostly cloudy in Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province, and generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Province 5, Karnali Province and Far West Province. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, 2, Bagmati Province, and light rain is likely to occur at a few places of Gandaki Province, Province 5, Karnali Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report. Now, maximum temperature of 22.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses on need of ensuring vaccines to all world citizens. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli held consultations with local level officials on control and prevention of coronavirus. Lawmakers stress on need to bring change in existing lockdown model. Coronavirus infection cases in Nepal reached 2,912 with a confirmation of additional 278 cases. World Health Organization WHO expresses concern on formulation of drug in Nepal against coronavirus and coronavirus cases spreading rapidly across the world. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.